Now on Radio 4, the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0015 today, Thursday the 16th of April. There are warnings of gales in Viking, North Utsira, South Utsira, Forties, Irish Sea, Shannon and Fair Isle. The general synopsis at 1800, low 500 miles west of Seoul, 998, expected 150 miles west of Shannon, 993, by 1800 Thursday. The area forecast for the next 24 hours, Viking, North Utsira, South Utsira, northeast 40s, southerly or southeasterly 6 to gale 8, decreasing 4 to 6, except in North Utsira. Rain and fog patches, then showers later, moderate or good, occasionally very poor until later. Southwest 40s, Cromarty, Forth, Tyne, Dogger, southeasterly at first in Cromarty, otherwise southerly or southwesterly 4 to 6, occasionally 3 later. Occasional rain, then showers, good, occasionally poor at first. Fisher, German Bight, southeast 4 to 6, occasionally 7 at first in Fisher, veering south or southwest 2 to 4. Rain at first, fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Humber, Thames, Dover, White, Portland, Plymouth, northwest Biscay, southwesterly 4 to 6, backing southerly 3 to 5 later, occasionally variable 2 later in White and Portland. Showers, good, occasionally moderate. Southeast Biscay, variable 2 to 4, fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Southeast Trafalgar, northerly or northeasterly 3 to 5, mainly fair, good. Northwest Trafalgar, southeast Fitzroy, variable 2 to 4, mainly fair, moderate or good. Northwest Fitzroy, Seoul, southwesterly 4 to 6, occasionally 7 later in West Seoul. Showers, then rain, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Lundy, Fastnet, Irish Sea, southwesterly 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 at first in Irish Sea, backing southerly 4 to 6, decreasing 3 for a time in East Lundy. Showers, then rain, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Shannon, south or southwest 5 or 6, increasing 6 to gale 8 later. Rain or showers, moderate or poor. Rockall, Malin, Hebrides, south or southwest becoming cyclonic in Rockall, 4 to 6, occasionally 7 later. Thundery showers, then rain later, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Bailey, cyclonic 3 to 5, thundery showers, good, occasionally poor. Fair Isle, Faroes, southeasterly mainly 4 to 6, but 7 or gale 8 at first in northeast Fair Isle, then veering southerly or southwesterly 3 to 5, rain and fog patches, then squally showers, moderate or good, occasionally very poor at first. Southeast Iceland, cyclonic 4 to 6, becoming variable 3 or less, rain, fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. And the weather reports from coastal stations for 2300. Tyree Automatic, south 4, recent rain, 12 miles, 999, falling slowly. Stornoway, south by west 3, 27 miles, 999, now falling. Lerwick, southeast by south 6, fog, less than 100 metres, 1,006, now falling. Wick Automatic, southeast by south 3, 7 miles, 1,000, falling slowly. Aberdeen, south 4, slight rain, 16 miles, 1,003, falling slowly. Lucas, south 4, 14 miles, 1,003, now falling. Boomer, south by west 4, 16 miles, 1,006, rising more slowly. Bridlington, southwest by south 4, 1,010, rising more slowly. Sandetti Light Vessel Automatic, southwest 5, 5 miles, 1,018. Greenwich Light Vessel Automatic, Southwest 4, 2 miles, 1018. St. Catherine's Point Automatic, West Southwest 5, 1017, rising slowly. Jersey Southwest 4, 9 miles, 1019, rising more slowly. Channel Light Vessel Automatic, Southwest by South 5, 1018. Scilly Automatic, Southwest 6. Mist, 3 miles, 1015, rising slowly. Milford Haven, Southwest by South 6. Mist, 4 miles, 1011, now falling. Aberporth, South Southwest 6. 6 miles, 1010, now falling. Valley, South Southwest 7. Rain, 1.5 miles, 1007, falling slowly. Liverpool Crosby, South Southwest 6. Mist, 4 miles, 1009, now falling. Valencia, West Southwest 5. Slight showers, 2 miles, 1007, rising quickly. Ronald's Way, South 6. Heavy rain, 1500 metres, 1004, now falling. Malinhead, south by west 4. Recent drizzle, 27 miles, 999, steady. Macrahanish Automatic, south 5. Rain, 8 miles, 1001, now falling. And here's the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours, issued by the Met Office at 2300 on Wednesday. The general situation, the United Kingdom will lie in a south to southwesterly airflow during Thursday, with strong winds and showers affecting most areas. Atlantic fronts will spread more widespread rain or drizzle across northern and western areas later in the day. Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney, southeast 4 to 6, veering south or southwest 3 to 5, then backing southeast again later. Showers, then rain later in north and west, good, occasionally moderate. Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed, southerly or southeasterly, veering southwesterly 4 or 5, occasionally 6 at first in north, and 3 in south, then backing southerly again later. Showers, good, occasionally moderate. Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby, south 4 to 6, veering southwest 4 or 5, backing south 3 or 4 later. Showers, good, occasionally moderate at first. Whitby to Gibraltar Point, southerly or southwesterly 4 or 5, occasionally 6 at first in north, then decreasing 3 at times. Fair, then showers, good. Gibraltar Point to North Foreland, southwesterly 3 to 5, backing southerly 3 or 4 later. Fair, then showers, good. North Foreland to Selseybill, southwesterly 4 or 5, occasionally 3 in west, backing southerly 2 to 4 later. Fair, then showers, good. Selseybill to Lyme Regis, southwest 4 or 5, backing south 2 to 4 later. Fair, then showers, good. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly, southwest 4 or 5, occasionally 6 at first, backing south 3 to 5 later. Showers, moderate or good. Land's End to St David's Head, including the Bristol Channel, southerly or southwesterly 4 or 5, occasionally 6 at first, then becoming variable 2 to 4 in east. Showers, then rain for a time later, moderate or good. St David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St George's Channel, southwest 6 or 7, decreasing 3 to 5, backing south 4 to 6 later. Showers, then rain later, good, occasionally moderate. Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway, southwesterly 5 to 7, decreasing 3 or 4, backing southerly 3 to 5 later, then occasionally 6 again later in northwest. Showers, then rain later, good, occasionally poor. Isle of Man, southwest 5 or 6, occasionally 7 at first, then decreasing 4, backing south 5 or 6 later. Showers, then occasional rain and drizzle later, good, occasionally poor. Lough Foyle to Carlingford Lough, southwest backing south later 4 to 6. Showers, then rain later, good, occasionally moderate. Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel. Southerly or southwesterly, 4 or 5, increasing 6 at times. Showers, then rain later. Good, occasionally poor at first and moderate later. Mull of Kintyre to Ardnamachan Point. South, 3 to 5, veering southwest, 4 to 6. Then backing south or southeast later and decreasing 3 at times. Rain or showers, good, occasionally poor. Ardnamachan Point to Cape Wrath, southerly 3 to 5, veering southwesterly 4 to 6, then backing southerly or southeasterly later and decreasing 3 at times in north. Rain or showers, good, occasionally poor. Shetland Isles, southeast 5 to 7, veering south 3 to 5, occasional rain with fog patches, then showers, moderate or good, occasionally very poor at first. And that completes the Shipping Bulletin. And that's about it from BBC Radio 4 for tonight. In a moment, we'll be handing you over to the BBC World Service, who will keep you up to date through the night. Radio 4 Extra continues, of course. Just getting underway over there is the next part of The Toff and the Runaway Bride, starring Terence Alexander as the upper-class amateur sleuth, the Honourable Richard Rollison. Radio 4 returns at 5 in the morning. Jane Steele will be in this chair. Among the programmes to look forward to tomorrow, a new comedy series set in a family pawn shop. King's Pawn starts at 2:15 in the afternoon. And I'll speak to you again on Radio 4 if you're around tomorrow evening. Until then, this is Richard Evans on behalf of everyone here at Broadcasting House in London, wishing you a very peaceful night. North Star. Good night.
Our top stories. BBC News with David Harper. The United States has said it's discussing a possible second round of peace talks with Iran in Pakistan. The White House press secretary expressed optimism about the prospect of a deal and said indirect talks on extending the current 2-week ceasefire were productive and ongoing. Bernd de Boosman was at the briefing in the White House. He explains why Washington appears content with the current negotiations.
They seem kind of very pleased with the state of the conversations that are happening in the background rather than direct in-person conversations. But at the same time, they didn't set any date or timeline for in-person discussions other than to say that if that does take place, it would then take place in Islamabad. They're very happy with the way the Pakistani government has served as a mediator. But I think it's a little too early to kind of set a date there. But certainly the White House seems content with the way that that discussion is happening. And for now, to just let the blockade and economic impact on Iran be in place.
Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says the Israeli military is continuing its